Welcome to Making Life Happen with your girl, Trainer B, where life meets destiny, transforming dreams into reality. A place to discuss life and living it as it relates to our overall physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Let's get into it. Hey, hey, hey. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Making Life Happen with Trainer B. If this is your first time joining, welcome, welcome. If this is your second or third time joining, I want to thank you for being a faithful listener and just tuning in. If you have not done so, please click like and subscribe and share this channel. If you are joining me by way of a podcast, please subscribe, like, and share. I would appreciate it so very much. Since this is National Mental Health Awareness Month, I'm designating this month and every video this month to the importance of mental health, because one of the things that I've learned is that we take care of ourselves physically, but we don't always take care of ourselves mentally and emotionally. If you have not recognized yet, I am on vacation at one of my happy places, the beach, the water. I'm reminded of that scripture that says, Psalms 23, actually. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. And these waters, this afternoon, this evening, are very still and calm and beautiful. And they're just soothing. Just listen to this for a moment. Quiet, soothing, relaxing, right? Now, what I want to focus on was when he said, he maketh me to lie down. Do you have to, from time to time, be made to lie down? Does your body make you lie down? After you have stressed yourself out, worked yourself into a frenzy, does your body make you lie down? Do you have those days like I do where you just sleep all day? You lie down for a nap, and the next thing you know, you're waking up 8 hours later. That's when you know you have overdone it and done too much. Your mind and your body is yelling and saying, hey, we need a break. Hey, we need to lay down and take a rest. Hey, we need to recover. Hey, we need rejuvenation. Okay? Every now and again, that's going to happen. So you want to take this opportunity, or every opportunity that you can, to lie down. Rest. Take a moment. Be okay with being okay. Or be okay, please, with not being okay. Because when you're not okay, that's when you need to get okay. Your body is saying, we need to do something different. I'm going to give you one of my stories that taught me that I needed to do something different. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. I hate, absolutely hate, the stigma that's attached to mental health, why we don't talk about it, why we don't discuss it, because we're afraid that people are going to look at us different. We're afraid that people are going to judge us. We are afraid of so many things. But I want to let you know that there's nothing to be afraid or ashamed about at all. I went back to school. I was working a full-time job. No, I was actually working a full-time job and a part-time job. I was a single mom. I went back to school in January of 2014. I graduated with my master's degree in December of 2015, 18 months later. Now, can you imagine trying to work a full-time job, a part-time job, and go to school full-time? That's a lot to put on anyone. Then I had the pressures of being a single provider. My son was in college at the time, and that means there was a lot of money going out, and I had to be in place, and I had to maintain and be strong in a lot of areas. During that time, one day I was at work. I started getting dizzy. I started having shortness of breath. It just did not feel right. And I thought I was having a heart attack. I didn't want to worry anybody. Didn't want to scare anyone. And I said, it'll pass. It'll be okay. Well, one of my coworkers saw me. And she said, are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. Lies. I was not okay. But being the strong one, didn't want anyone to see me not being okay. I said, yes, I'm okay. I said to myself, let me just make it back to my office and sit down. I'll be all right. Well, when I got back to my office, I was not all right. Another one of my coworkers came in and I said, just stand here for a moment. I'll be okay. Just stand here. Because I knew that if something happened, she could be there and get me help if I needed. But I didn't want to tell her what was going on. Or how crazy is that? Didn't want to tell her what was going on. Because again, I'm trying to be strong. But what ended up happening, evidently, there was a look on my face that absolutely scared her. And she ran and got someone else. Next thing I know, EMS is coming to get me. But in my stubbornness, I would not go with EMS. They checked me out. My blood pressure was a little elevated, but that was the only thing. They did an EKG. I was fine. So I drove myself to my doctor's office and she checked me out. Well, what we found out was that I had an episode called a panic attack. I was like, what? I don't have panic attacks. I don't do panic. What is that? No. In denial. Like many of us, we're in denial because we want to be the strong one. We got to keep it together. We have to keep things moving because, after all, who else is going to do it? Now, I would have what I call temporary meltdowns. I would tell my son, listen, I need you to give me 5 minutes. I'm going to have a temporary meltdown, but I'm going to get it together in a minute. And then I would go. I would have my cry. I would have my 5 minutes of meltdown. And I'm like, okay, girl, get up. Because nobody else is going to do it. Nobody else is coming to your rescue. Get your tail up and let's keep moving. Am I talking to you? Okay, I thought I was. So, after you've done that for so long, your body, your mind, it begins to tell on you. It begins to start shouting at you, hey, you need to do something different. Hey, something is happening here. You need to do something different. At the time, I was working a job and the environment was extremely toxic. But because it was providing me with a paycheck, I became comfortable in dysfunction. How many of us have done that? I know I'm talking to someone. I'm not the only one. But I was too silly to quit because I didn't think that I could do any better. I didn't feel like going through the motions or going through the struggle of what it took to do any better because I had been turned down after looking for job after job after job. It just got frustrating. So I just said, forget it. I'll just stay here and put up with this toxicity. That is not good. Okay? It started to wear on my mental health. What could I do? Well, again, here comes another panic attack. And another panic attack. And another panic attack. I was like, okay, this is getting really old and I'm tired of it. So what am I going to do? So I heard this still small voice saying, quit. Let it go. And I'm like, what? Quit my job? I don't have another job. What do you mean quit? No, I can't do that. Don't have anywhere else to go. Lord, if this is you, surely you are bold enough and big enough and bad enough and great enough that if you're telling me to quit my job, that means you have another job somewhere for me to go. He's like, quit. I'm like, oh, what am I gonna do? Trust me, I got you. Well, sometimes what we can't see, we don't trust. And that was a big leap for me. Now, am I telling you to quit your job? Absolutely not. Not telling you to quit your job. What I am telling you to do is do something different. Take care of you, okay? Because you don't want to be made to lie down. Take a vacation, go for a walk. Do something that you can do to help yourself figure it out. By the way, this is a great way to take a vacation. Let me tell you what we did, how we got here. You know those vacation packages that Hilton Grand be offering? Well, I bought one of those packages for $200. We are here at the beach in a very nice resort for 4 days and 3 nights for $200. Talking about making life happen on a budget. That's making life happen on a budget. So if you have never thought about doing that, the only thing that's going to be required of you is to take a tour. Now, hubby and I are in agreement that when we go on this tour, the answer is no, we're not buying anything. So we have practiced. We stood together, looked at each other. We're in agreement. We're practicing. When they say this, we say that. No. Now, that's a great way to take a vacation. That's a great way to get some rest. That's a great way to get away. So if you're worried about finances, think about that. Look into that. There's a place over in Hawaii that we're gonna look into going next, because I just found out about that. That's another place where they will let you come and take a tour. But just don't let them talk you into it. Practice with me. No. No, thank you. Not for us. Not at this time. No. Just keep saying that. Because look again. Look. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Now, I digress. Getting back to resting. I woke up this morning. If I was at home, I would have gotten up, wash clothes, cleaned up, jumped on the computer, start doing some things, something, because my mind would have occupied, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. But because I'm here, I'm not at home, I'm not in my familiar surroundings, I can't do anything. So since I can't do what I normally do, I just went back to sleep and I just rested. I was going to jump up, but hubby said, babe, you are on vacation, it's okay, sleep, do whatever you want to do. And I took that opportunity to do it. It feels so good to just relax. It feels good to just breathe. I came out earlier. It's getting dark right now, but it's so beautiful. I don't want to go in, so I decided to talk to you all. We came out on the beach. We brought our chairs, and I came out and took another nap. It is absolutely beautiful out here. Just resting, finding your happy place, right? It's not hard to do. If your happy place is on the front porch, say you can't get to the beach, go out on the back porch, find your place, find something to do, read a book. Just stop doing whatever it is that's stressing you out and walk away for a moment. Tomorrow is going to be here. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Can't do anything about it. Another one of the traps that we fall into was the shoulda, coulda, wouldas of yesterday. I should have made better decisions. I would have been here. I would have been there. Not necessarily so. And I'll tell you why. Because a lot of the wrong turns and the things that we did wrong, if I had made this decision and done this, I would have been here. No, not necessarily so. Because those wrong decisions that you feel like were wrong were actually right. They got you to where you are right now. It may not be desirable where you are right now, but where you are, and had you not gone through the things that you have gone through, you would not be as strong as you are where you are right now. So don't focus on what's wrong. Let's focus on what's right. Focus on what's right. Don't focus on the decisions that you made that took you down the wrong path, because you don't know where that path would have led you. So let's be grateful for where we are. one of the last things I want to talk to you about is just get through the day. Let's just focus on the 24 hours that we're in right now and get through the day. Enjoy the day. If you can't get through the day and focus on the day, break it down to bite-sized pieces. Get through the hour. Get through the next minute, right? Just stay focused right there. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about this afternoon or the next few hours. Just get through that particular moment. One of the things that can help you do that is to find your happy place and to then do at least one happier day. If you have not heard me talk about that, that is one of my things and mottos. It's just do one happy a day, right? It doesn't have to be anything big. It could be something extremely small. Get up and ride down the street. Go do window shopping. Think about when you do get into a situation. Like there's some mirrors that I want to hang on my wall. I got my eye on them. That's my happy. I may not be able to get them right now, but my happy is knowing that I am going to get them. So what I can afford today, I'm going to buy. I love pens. Just to buy one pen that writes smooth. Oh my goodness, because I love to journal. And to just buy a pen that allows me to journal and to feel that silky pen moving across the paper, that makes me happy. So again, it doesn't have to be anything big. Something very small that will make you happy. Just live your best life. Live stress-free. The problems that we have today are going to be there tomorrow. It's okay. And if there's some things that's going on with you mentally and you need to talk to somebody about it, it's okay. It is absolutely okay. We're going to kill and demolish the stigma that's attached to what we consider to be mental illness. And it's not mental illness at all. It's just our body is telling us we need to do something different. Okay? And if we need to get help, get help. Nothing wrong with being on medication. There's nothing wrong with praying and being on medication. There's nothing wrong with having faith and being on medication. That's another thing that I hate, is that the things that we've done to make people believe that if we get on medication and if we seek help, we don't have faith. That in itself is untrue. That in and of itself is unhealthy. So if you need to get on medication, do that. Do whatever you need to do to take care of you. Okay? Be okay with not being okay. Then you will be okay when you get to be okay. Okay? Listen, this is your girl Trainer B. I just want to share, take a walk with you in my happy place. Again, isn't it beautiful? Nice scenery. Just want to share with you and just encourage you. Oh my goodness, just take some time for you. You have one life. You have one turn in this pocket of time. You only have one existence. You're traveling through here. And while you're here, enjoy the time that has been given, okay? Without being stressed out. We know that people are leaving here every day, every day. And we keep telling ourselves that one day, I'm going to do this. One day, I'm going to do that. Well, why not let that be today? Why not let that be a work in progress today? Okay? Time to stop making unrealistic promises to yourself and never fulfilling them. No, making realistic promises to yourself and not fulfilling them. Because if you dream it, you can be it. If you dream it, you can accomplish it. Okay? Be okay with not being okay and get the help that you need. This is your girl, Trainer B. I will see you next time, and we're going to stay healthy. Thank you.
Thank you.